Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All right, good to have you with us. Hour number two, good to have you aboard. I think I said the Orioles were a half game behind. The Orioles are actually a half game ahead. They're 30-40. The Nationals are 30-41. So the Nationals have played one more game going into tonight. But it's a loss. So, not that it matters, but side by side, that's where we're at. A team that fired their manager 3 weeks ago, 3.5 weeks ago, whatever it was, in the midst of a 3-game sweep in Camden Yards by the Nationals. Remember those days? Remember those days? Let me finish up on a little baseball, and then we'll get to the Commander Stadium thing, which allegedly they are hot to trot about. They are pissed off about. Allegedly. Let me get a couple of things in here. AMAC's favorite sport. Listen, Davey Martinez should not be fired, in my opinion, ultimately. He should be allowed to finish out this year. They should announce in mid-September that they're not going to pick up his option. And everybody will know that that's the end of days for Davey here. And they go out playing with class and dignity and hopefully with a pulse. That's what I'm thinking right now. Let me see what happens over the next couple of days. And I suppose this West Coast trip coming up. But let me see what happens over the next couple of days. But on Monday, June 16th, 2025 at 2:05 and 20 seconds, that's where I'm at. They should not fire him. They should not pick up his option. Maybe they can fire, again, one of the coaches. See if that shakes things up along with Brady House coming up. That's about it. But I could possibly change my opinion on that in as little as 3 or 4 days. It'll be very interesting to hear Rizzo on Wednesday morning on the Junks right here on 980 to see how he handles this. Even if they win the next two nights, if, not when, if, you know the Junks will ask the questions and they will basically badger him in as friendly and respectful of a way that they can. Again, Davey was going to have buzzards flying around anyway, but what Davey couldn't do was say what he said. And even me, a guy who ruthlessly defends coaches and tells you all the time that you guys are nuts in whatever sport for blaming it all on coaches and managers and not on the players. Even I can't sit here and say, no, 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 that was the right thing for Davey to say. No, no, no. You can believe it, and he's not wrong entirely. I mean, he's wrong to say, basically, 100% of it is on the players, but he's not wrong in that 85, 90% of it is on the players. I'm with Davey on that. Can't say it. You know, I can't say a lot of things that I feel. I can't. Otherwise, you know what happens? I'm in the boss's office, and maybe I get fired.
What do you want to say about me? The way you were looking at me when you said that, people at home, you couldn't see it, but the rooster looked me dead in my eyes.
Well, they
said there's a lot of things that I want to say that I can't. So right now is your opportunity.
They rooster. Could see it if the show was on video.
Yeah.
But it's not.
Yeah.
But what I wanted to say to you, AMAC, is It was very nice of you to text me yesterday and wish me a happy Father's Day.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. That was very kind of you.
Yeah, and look at you just being a great father, bringing Ty Guy into work today.
Ty Guy is here. He's getting a little frustrated that he doesn't have audio on the computer, but you know, we'll hang in there. He's doing okay. Anyway, and happy Father's Day, obviously, to all the dads out there. Many of you reached out. I hope I got back to as many of you as I could, but maybe I missed one or two. That was not by that was by accident, not by plan. I appreciate it all. Elsewhere in baseball. So let me get to this. Shohei Ohtani returning tonight to the mound against the Padres, and he's going to start as an opener. First time in 21 months. Threw 44 pitches over the course of three simulated innings last Tuesday. They thought, they kept saying he was not going to join the rotation until July. Here we are, mid-June, and he's back. I assume that we're looking at, I don't know, 25-ish pitches, somewhere in that range for Ohtani. But what's interesting, I just kind of thought about this, right? The Dodgers, who have already come here this year, are hosting the Nationals this weekend. That means if all goes okay for Shohei Ohtani tonight, guess who's pitching against the Nationals Saturday night, it looks like. At Dodger Stadium at 10:10. That's right, Shohei Ohtani. If all goes well tonight. So I wanted to bring that up. And then one last thing on the baseball, and then we'll move on. Last night there was a huge deal. Rafael Devers, then of the Red Sox, hit a home run yesterday. Helped the Red Sox sweep the Yankees. And then was traded to the San Francisco Giants. In the midst of a huge $300-plus million deal. So even when you pay people, even when somebody is a three-time All-Star, like Devers is, even when that happens, you don't have stability. Especially when your star player and the guy you're paying over $300 million ruffles feathers and is pissed off about his positioning. Because the Red Sox went out and acquired Alex Bregman over the offseason. Devers was their third baseman. He eventually relented, agreed, despite being frustrated, to be their designated hitter. He met with ownership. They have a new general manager in Boston. A general manager, Craig Breslow, chief baseball officer, whatever the hell they want to call him, that, to my knowledge, right, he didn't sign him to that deal. Then Devers, Boston had an injury at first base to somebody named Tristan Casas early last month. They asked him to move to first base. He said, nope. Wanted the team and the organization to find somebody else. He wanted to be the DH. You chose to put me at DH after signing Bregman? No deal. So, what happens here is you can pay somebody a lot of money to retain them, to take care of them, to reward them. They can be damn good. And make no mistake about it. Devers is good. Make no mistake about it. 15 home runs, 58 RBIs, an OPS of 905, an average of 272, which is awesome in today's Major League Baseball. Rafael Devers is really good. Really good. In his career, he has 214 home runs. Again, hit a home run yesterday in his final game with the Red Sox. They swept the stupid Yankees, and then he got traded. So you see, when we talk about the Nationals not paying people, not rewarding people, not keeping people, you see it doesn't always work out, even when you do that. A lot of times it does. I mean, sometimes it doesn't work out from a production standpoint, right? I mean, look, you know, look at when the Angels signed Albert Pujols to that, like a 12-year contract or whatever it was. Albert Pujols was okay. It's fine. He was never Albert Pujols again for the Angels, as he was for the Cardinals. Right? I mean, there's a million examples of paying people lots and lots of money, guaranteed money, money that you can't get away from. And then all of a sudden, they just completely drop off, whether it be because of injuries, desire, work ethic, whatever. It happens. So the Red Sox paid Rafael Devers over $300 million a couple of years ago, and he decided to basically quit on them. From a being a team player perspective, not from hitting. He's still hitting. He's great. You'd love to have Devers. You'd love to have Devers. And now the San Francisco Giants do. But this is sometimes what happens. Even when you pay people, you can't win. Which is why, when people ask me, why are you usually pro-owner, pro-management, as opposed to pro-player? Because a lot of people in the media and a lot of fans just go to players. They do. I'm sorry. People don't want to hear that. They kiss their ass and think the sun shines right on them, rises and shines right on them. They don't want to hear anything. Well, Rafael Devers is a perfect example of somebody who deserved to get paid, somebody who is still hitting, somebody who is still productive, and yet was a complete non-team player and forced his way out of Boston. And everybody was like, oh my God, what are the Red Sox doing? They didn't get anything in return. They had no leverage. They wanted somebody to take all of his contract. San Francisco did. The Giants were desperate for any big-name player that wouldn't say no to them. They've been chasing a big-name player since Bryce Harper was on the free agent market. How do I know? Because I reported that. The Giants were in hard on Bryce Harper back in 2018. I guess into 2019. They haven't been able to lure a big-name player. Now they have one in Rafael Devers. I mean, a truly big-name player. But Rafael Devers is the reason why Rafael Devers is not in Boston. Not the Red Sox, as he insinuated. Oh, they should do a better job. They should find somebody else in the organization. No, man. I paid you $300 million. Shut the bleep up and stop being a jerk. And stop being a whiny baby. Instead, the media and fans are all upset at the Red Sox for the return they didn't get. I mean, they did get a talented young left-hander. I watched the kid in person here a couple of weeks ago. Harrison, he can throw. I'm not saying he's going to win any Cy Youngs, but he can pitch. Doesn't matter. They were looking to get out of that contract because Rafael Devers partially quit on them. And this is what happens when you sign the wrong person. Sometimes they get injured, Steven Strasburg's case. And maybe the Nationals should have known that. Or Anthony Rendon's case. And maybe the Angels should have known that. Sometimes they get a lot of injuries. Look at what's going on with Bryce Harper over the last year and a half. And currently with the Phillies. Can't stay healthy. And sometimes they fall off the face of the earth. It's not just, hey, can the player stay healthy? It's also, can the player produce? And produce at that level that earned them that kind of paycheck. And Devers, from an offensive standpoint, did. From a defensive or team-first mentality, did not. You can't win with guys like that. You cannot win with guys like that. You know, that's why I've always appreciated Alex Ovechkin, right? Even though Alex Ovechkin has failed more often than not in the playoffs, Ovechkin, to my knowledge, has always been a great teammate. Hey, man, you want to move me to the right side? Fine. Do whatever. Hey, man, you need me to play more defense, 18 Barry Trotz style? I'll do it. I'll chase down Pierre-Edward Belmar in Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Final to keep the game within one. I'll do whatever it takes. I may not always win. I may not always be successful, but I'll do whatever it takes, whatever you need from me. You want me to come in better shape? I'll stop drinking vodka and come in better shape. When you have people that no matter what money they're making are miserable, are unhappy, are not willing to be good teammates, are not willing to look beyond a selfish prism. As Mike Singletary once said, can't win with them. Can't win with them. Or whatever he said in that famous rant against Vernon Davis. You can't win with them. All right. Just wanted to get that out. Don't be crushing the Boston Red Sox. Rafael Devers is a pain in the ass. He's a great offensive stud. I need you to be better than that, man. I need you to be a teammate. I need you to be a leader. I need you to be unselfish. And he was none of that. Be interesting to see what happens in San Francisco. I guess he'll be the DH there because they got a third baseman. But San Francisco needed a star. They haven't had one in a while. A true, legitimate, bona fide star. Devers is that. But he wasn't for the Red Sox. He was actually a petulant little child. All right. 21 minutes after the hour, we'll get away from the baseball. Coming up, we will start digging into the Commanders and RFK. And a report over the weekend that they are not happy. Stronger language than that. We will tackle that next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
I'm the old school. I believe this. I would rather play with 10 people and just get penalized all the way until we got to do something else rather than play with 11 when I know that right now that person is not sold out to be a part of this team. It is more about them than it is about the team. I cannot play with them. Cannot win with them. Cannot coach with them. Can't do it. I want winners. I want people that want to win.
It's a great job by my guy, AMAC. We were just talking about Mike Singletary, then the head coach of the 49ers, then talking about Vernon Davis, who would ultimately wind up here. Former number 6 overall pick, if memory serves. Can't play with him. Can't coach him. Can't win with him. He'd rather play with 10. The reason why that came up is because, again, just because you pay people does not mean you're going to get guaranteed or even likely results. Rafael Devers is a perfect case of that. He's hitting. Not a production standpoint. He quit on his team. He rolled over and soiled his diaper. So he got traded to the San Francisco Giants. And people knew that the Red Sox didn't have a lot of leverage, especially if they were asking you to pick up the contract, which they wanted out of. And the reason why is luxury tax and all sorts of things. That hurt the return. Not to mention Devers and his selfishness. When athletes are selfish, again, you guys... And be careful of what I say. You guys worship the ground that these people walk on. Sometimes you should take a step back and realize, hey, man, management has done whatever they can do to make this work. Ownership, management, executives, and somebody goes rogue and decides, again, to suck on their thumb and wear a dunce cap in the corner. It happens. Happens a lot. All right. We'll move on from that to get into this headline over the weekend. Mayor Muriel Bowser says Commanders are quote-unquote outraged as the D.C. Council drags its feet. So I first saw this from Pro Football Talk, Mike Florio, who I know a lot of you hate, but it is what it is. As you know, it's June 16th right now. Over the weekend, we were at the one-month point, July 15th, when the deal to return to RFK that's been agreed to by the Commanders, by Muriel Bowser, by the D.C. government, what have you, but not the D.C. City Council, had to be preliminarily approved to move forward by July 15th. And if not, at that point, the team could talk to other places about building a stadium. And the team has been asked, hey, man, do you have a backup plan? Let's just focus on this. That would, of course, open the door for staying at the current site and building next to it, or perhaps Virginia gets their balls in order, and they actually decide to be like human beings instead of having Luis Lucas dance on fake graves and troll Ted Leonsis in Monumental and ruin a deal that has nothing to do with her. That would have been great for Virginia. Okay. But here's the deal. Muriel Bowser said, and this was to Sports Business Journal, quote, a delay sacrifices our exclusive seat at the table and a $2.7 billion private investment, which, make no mistake about it, is really, really important. The Commanders and my team are ready to iron out the details with the council and respond to any concerns. It should be clear, but let me emphasize, if the council strips the deal terms or budgeted dollars from the budget, it kills our agreement with the Commanders. Now, apparently, in a separate interview with WTOP, she said the Commanders aren't happy with the situation. She said the team is quote-unquote outraged by the situation. I think they feel blindsided by the discussion. And that, it's not even close to characterize their reaction as furious. Okay. So, apparently they're furious. Apparently they're outraged by a delay by the D.C. Council saying they need more time. apparently there's other reports and things that Phil Mendelson, what have you, said, oh, wait a second. We're going to get this done. We understand why it's important. But we need more time. The team wants it on their schedule. Muriel Bowser wants it on her schedule. That's understandable from both sides. Why is it not understandable from the D.C. City Council? Why is that not understandable? They want it done when they want it done. They think it's a great deal and it should not be questioned or examined. Why? Why shouldn't the D.C. City Council, even if they're wrong, which I believe they're wrong, why shouldn't they have more time? Why shouldn't they be able to fully examine? If RFK is the right place for the team to go, the spiritual home, it will be the right place to go 2 months from now. If 2 months causes such a massive problem, then it might not be the right place to go. I don't know enough about politics, but here's the problem. It's now less than a month away. Maybe the deal gets done and it's all for naught and we're a go on July 14th or July 15th. And hopefully that will be the case. But anybody that thought this was going to be smooth sailing, anybody that thought this was a home run, a grand slam, nothing to see here, this is what we were talking about. There's always problems. There's always delays. There's always opposition. Do we believe that the Commanders are furious? Do we believe that they are outraged? Or is that just said for splashy headline purpose? What do you think? 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. More on that when we return after a trending alert right here, right now, on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, tonight it is Game 5 of the NBA Finals Series, tied 2-2. Back to Oklahoma City we go. After a weekend off and after a Game 4 OKC win in Indiana on Friday night. 8:30 the tip, ABC television, the coverage for the finals, Game 5, again, after the weekend off and the next two of three, if it goes to a Game 7, scheduled for OKC. Meanwhile, the Nationals, back in action tonight after losing now 8 in a row and dropping all the way to 30-41. They host the awful Colorado Rockies, 14-57, 6:45, the first pitch scheduled, 106.7, the Odyssey app, Nats Radio, if the rain holds out here in the Navy Yard, and it's been raining all morning or for much of the morning. Meanwhile, the Yankees have activated Giancarlo Stanton from the IL to make his season debut against the Angels. Again, he's been out all year, missing over 70 games with tendon injuries in both elbows. So that is good news for the New York Yankees, who were swept over the weekend in Boston College World Series right now. The Hogs, Arkansas, 0-0, Murray State, top of the third in Omaha, and that's what's trending.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All right, good to have you with us right here. 20 minutes until the top of the hour as we head towards 3 o'clock. College World Series, we just updated you on that. The Hogs have taken a 1-0 lead. Go Arkansas over Murray State in an elimination game. We've talked a lot of baseball, a lot of the Nationals, if you want to weigh in on that. Davey hasn't been fired yet, if that's what you're hoping for. Oh, and Joey Chestnut, yay, is returning to the disgusting, I mean, not Nathan's. Nathan's is awesome. The disgusting Nathan's hot dog eating contest on July 4th. I love Nathan's. Nathan's is the bomb.
It looks steamed when they do the hot dog eating. I'm not a fan of a steamed glizzy.
A steamed glizzy.
Yeah, I'm.
You want a grilled glizzy, right?
Grilled glizzy. Yeah.
I might have to solve that problem one day around here. I don't know if they're steamed or not. Here's what's disgusting. Dunking your roll, your bun.
Into the water
is the grossest thing ever. I mean, it literally might be worse than eating like horse manure on a plate. Maybe. Maybe not. It's gross. And I know you have to do it to obviously get ahead in the contest and to be able to somehow push it all down. Look, nobody missed Joey Chestnut last year. Sorry. Nobody missed him. When he took a year off because he thought he was a bigger star than he actually is. I mean, he's a 16-time champion. But he was in a dispute over the company that's, you know, that organizes the event. He signed like a marketing deal with Impossible Foods, which I guess is like, you know, the vegan hot dogs or plant-based hot dogs or whatever it is. I said, this event means the world to me. It's a cherished tradition, a celebration of American culture, and a huge part of my life. He wasn't saying that last year. Right? It wasn't a cherished part of his life last year when he was in a contract dispute, i.e. a money dispute. Now, apparently, he's choosing to... they worked out some sort of an agreement where he can still sponsor, I guess, through the Impossible Foods thing, as they call it, a plant-based space. But he says it never conflicted with his love for hot dogs. All right. Again. Look, maybe I'm an idiot. I'm sure you would probably say I am. Zero, really zero interest in that. And I love Nathan's and I love Coney Island and I love eating. Zero interest in that. Last year, the guy that won, Patrick Bertolotti, Letty, had 58 hot dogs in 10 minutes and buns. And the woman who won it, Mickey Sudo, 51 hot dogs and buns. I mean, that's impressive. Chestnut, back in his, I guess, glory days of 2021, he's slowed down a little bit. 76 hot dogs and buns in 2021. Or glizzies, as AMAC likes to call them, and the kids like to call them. So congratulations there. I guess that's big news. I don't know. But either way, back to what we were getting into at RFK. Look, I think ultimately, as I've said all along, they'll find a way to get this done and make it work. It's too good of a deal for the city. It really is. I remember being at the mayor's office on a Monday morning a couple of weeks ago before they actually had the announcement, and we had a private session with reporters all around a big table and people from the mayor's office, and it was a Q&A. It was not on the record. We could not, like, say, hey, this person said this. Say, you know, an executive from the mayor's office, whatever, executive from the team, da-da-da-da-da. And they handed out all sorts of paraphernalia, all sorts of information, all sorts of details. And the first and main thing that I was stunned by was that the team was contributing $2.7 million, billion. Did not think that was going to happen. Did not think it at all. And yet they were. So do I think that the Commanders have a right to be miffed, have a right to be upset? Yeah, I do. Do I feel like they have a right to be outraged? Furious? I think that's a little bit too far. You should have known that there was going to be opposition. Phil Mendelson has made it very clear that there was opposition. And even if they are going to earmark certain things and do certain things, and again, I'm not trying to get into heavy politics here. Even if they massage it a little bit and whatever, like the notion that you were expecting everything to go smoothly and everything to be buttoned up and approved by July 15th was unrealistic from the start. Never mind now. It's not reality. It's just not. They can work together to solve whatever issues need to get solved. We are 1 month away from this thing. I wouldn't say because they're reportedly furious or reportedly outraged that the deal by any means is over. What's going to probably happen, my guess, is the D.C. government opponents or the opponents of this plan are probably going to ask for some lowering of the $1.2 billion investment from the city over the next 6 years. And maybe Josh Harris and his group might have to pick up, I don't know, couple of $100,000 more, and they'll negotiate the terms, and maybe Josh Harris and the Commanders will have to pay $3 billion, and DC City Council will pay, I don't know, $900,000. Or I'm sorry, not $900 million, or $950 million, or whatever. I'm reasonably sure that they can get this deal done. I don't know exactly how, but they still have a month to go. They say deadlines spur action. Deadlines spur deals. That's not always the case. Look around in the NFL. There's lots of deadlines that don't get met. Right? But I do feel like I was having a conversation with somebody over the weekend. What is the DC City Council that opposes this deal expect if they shoot this deal down and the Commanders walk away and they build something else, whether it be supermarkets, strip malls, entertainment districts, low-income housing, medium income, whatever, what do they expect is going to be their outlay? What do they expect? A private investor to pay for everything? That's just not realistic. Maybe that happens. Totally unrealistic. Even in a city as powerful as DC. So I don't know, other than, well, it's just a lot of money and we don't have it and we don't think it's worth it. We don't think it's a good idea. And we have to make a stand so that we can win another election and keep our cushy jobs. I don't understand what they expect to pay or not pay for that piece of land. Meaning, if the Commanders go elsewhere because they vote it down, what do they expect to invest? $2? A ham sandwich? That's what I'm missing. That's what I'm missing. So I think this goes through. Semi-reasonable minds. Maybe Josh Harris has to pay $3 billion as opposed to $2.7. I don't know. But I don't think this is that big of a deal. I think this is a lot of political rhetoric. And I think this is a, hey, we got a month to go here. Let's get everybody up in a lather, including Commanders fans, so that the Commanders fans can turn against the D.C. City Council. Because there ain't a Commanders fan, a true Commanders fan, I don't think, that doesn't want that stadium back at RFK. Residents, politicians, others, different. But a true Commanders fan wants that stadium at RFK and can create a public hell for the D.C. City Council and those that are opposed. And that's what this is about. I'm sure Josh Harris not happy, but that's what this is about. Take a timeout. Team 980, Odyssey app. We'll finish up hour number two straight ahead. Stay with us.
You shut your mouth. I'll come out there and slap the syphilis right off your face.
You got to listen to what The Rock says. That was when The Rock was introducing and announcing WrestleMania in New Orleans for this upcoming April. Before Triple H said, not so fast, my friend. And they took it back to Las Vegas. Anyway, that's what happens when you have leverage and power. And deals can break apart pretty damn quickly. And just when you think you're going to have WrestleMania in New Orleans, oh, no. Nope. No. We're going to announce it and then pull the plug and go back to Vegas. Just when you thought you had a football stadium at RFK Stadium. Rip. Now, I'm not saying that's happening here, but it could happen. It always could happen. If the D.C. City Council sits on their thumbs and the July 15th deadline goes away, I guess it's next move, Josh. But according to the Post, we sort of mentioned this. The headline is D.C. Council members say the stadium approval is likely, but they need more time. Right? So the Commanders don't want time. They want a deal. They want approval because they want to start getting all the everything together and everything in line so that they can get shovels in the ground or backhoes in the ground. But council members are saying, hey, listen, this is a $1 billion-plus investment from taxpayer funds. We didn't just get the budget until recently. We didn't know and have a full explanation of the proposed tax exemptions for the Commanders, which in addition to apparently the $1.1 billion, they're saying, oh, wait a second, not only are we investing that, but there'll be tax exemptions, which is pretty normal, right? And like, for instance, Christina Henderson, one of the politicians opposed. The mayor thinks that her deal is perfect, and that's great for her. I feel there are areas where we can certainly improve. That's her quote in the Post. There's more to this, but the bottom line is, this sounds like just a lot of politics. What the truth will be, what the resolution will be, what the outcome will be, don't know. But even, apparently, the politicians are saying, yeah, I mean, we're probably going to approve it. It's just because we realize there isn't a better option. But it's just, we need more time. So can they negotiate, I don't know, August 15th? I'm sure they can. I'm sure they can. That's what this is probably going to come down to. Final hour to come. We'll grab some of your calls if you want to weigh in. 301-230-0980 on the Nats disaster, on RFK, and on Joey Chestnut returning to the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. All of that on the table and more on the Team 980 in the Odyssey app.
Mm-hmm.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.